Planeta bolilor rare.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and we are here today at the Planet of Rare Diseases to talk about Greece and patients living with rare diseases in Greece. The Greek Alliance for Rare Diseases, or PESPA, was established in 2003 and aims to be a strong institution to illuminate the challenges faced by people with a rare disease as well as their families and carers. They can be contacted directly to help you find a patient organization locally, which may have more information about the specific rare disease or disorder. Mariana Lambro is the president of PESPA, and for many years she remained the main support for patients with rare diseases in Greece, and she is involved and active at the European level. Patients who should live are dying. Greece's public health meltdown, in an article published by The Guardian in the first days of 2017. It sounds terrifying. It seems that the reality is that no other sector has been affected to the same extent by Greece's economic crisis like healthcare. Bloated, profligate and corrupt, for many healthcare was an indicator of all that was wrong with the country, and as such, badly in need of reform. It also sounds familiar for many Eastern European countries. More than 2.5 million Greeks have been left without any healthcare coverage. Shortages of spare parts are such that scanning machines and other sophisticated diagnostic equipment have become increasingly faulty. Basic blood tests are no longer conducted at most hospitals because laboratory expenditures has been pared back. Wage cuts have worsened the low morale. The biggest problem is shortage of staff because people are retired and never replaced. Then there's the problem of equipment and periodically lack of supplies like gloves, catheters, and cleaning tissues. Small acts of heroism have done much to keep the broken system afloat. Doctors and nurses work overtime, with donors and philanthropists also helping. Today we invited at Radio Nora Mrs. Effie Fego, also a mother of a child with a rare disease in Greece. Welcome to Radio Nora. Please introduce yourself and tell us about your link to rare diseases. Are you involved in the activities of PESPA?
My name is Effie Fego, and I have studied biology and dentistry in Greek universities. I work in my private dentist clinic in Athens, and I made my first contact with the Greek Alliance for Rare Diseases, PESPA, due to my need for information after my son was diagnosed with some rare disease. In Greece, PESPA is a reference point where an individual can receive some general information concerning the disease, the patient's rights, and the choices one has as far as doctors and health institutions are concerned. This contact proved to be especially helpful and informative to me regarding procedure issues that had to be solved. People working in PESPA always have a human approach, so that you feel part of a group striving for a common purpose. Something very noble. The president, Mrs. Labro, is available 24 hours daily to talk on the phone and to inform any parent asking for first advice. In the establishment, there is also a clinical psychologist who is experienced in dialing with matters of rare diseases.
What is the situation of patients with rare diseases in Greece now? Is it an improvement or, on the contrary, is there a worsening situation?
Greece, as you all know, finds itself in a long-term crisis that has influenced the living standard of the Greek population to a very large extent. Socially sensitive groups like patients with rare diseases could not be excluded. Today, our concern for the course of our people's lives is more intense than ever. This has to do with the decreased financial incomes, the sensitive healthcare system, the high unemployment rate, but also the difficulty to cover therapies our patient needs, physical therapies, speech therapies, etc. The situation changes constantly, and we are in a never-stopping struggle for the next day. Greece has to fight for a lot of things, and being in a wounded state makes things more difficult.
Which are the main challenges in everyday life for patients with rare diseases in Greece?
I've known these people for almost 6 years and I have chosen to stand by their side voluntarily whenever they need me. Although my very heavy schedule does not allow me, unfortunately, to dedicate the amount of time that I would like. Every time we meet, we have a lot to say and to do, with a common goal of offering help to our fellow people with rare diseases. I remember some 2 years ago, several female volunteers had gathered in the offices of PESPA in order to make little bracelets to distribute on the International Day for People with Rare Diseases. Behind such actions, of course, there is a team that every day works real hard to support events taking place in Greece, conventions, informative meetings, but also patients' rights claims on a legal level.
If you have any message for the listeners of Radio Nora, the voice of patients, please say it.
I would like to say that in Greek, the word disease, asthenia, stems from the word sthenos, which means strength, and the negative prefix a, meaning lack of. Therefore, I believe that our personal duty as humans is to stand strong against the challenges of life. I wish you good health and a lot of strength. Do not stop smiling and keep on claiming the best in your life. Thank you very, very much for your hospitality.
Listening to Mrs. Fengu, we hope that the Rare Disease Day campaign 2017 will bring hope and sustainability for patients with rare diseases in Greece, Romania, and all over the world. I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I'm inviting you again at the Planet of Rare Diseases next week with information about the Rare Disease International meeting in Geneva.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.